appeal to. As Brother Branch pointed out, I met him some years ago in Fayette, Alabama. He did a wonderful job preaching the Word of God. The next time I heard he was down there, I went to hear him again because he is a man of the book. He believes the gospel, and he preached it in such a way that it could be understood. And so I'm thankful to God for him. And I did call him and asked him if I could stop by, and he told me he would check on that, and he called me and told me that we could come, and I appreciate him so much for that. And since we've been in your fair city, it has been a wonderful experience, and we appreciate the hospitality, and we're just thankful to God that we will get to know you a little more on this day. If you're interested in following along with me this morning, you may turn to the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. I enjoyed the song service this morning. It was lively and animated, and it was according to the Word of God. And there was a lot of emphasis put into singing. I enjoy singing, and I know I go to some congregation, they sing a little different than you all do, and I don't say too much, but I like the way you all do it here. You know, you can't mess with folk in their house now. So, but I like the way you do it, because that's the way I think the Bible says it ought to be done. I ain't going to say too much about that. I'm going on, because I may have to go somewhere and preach. And so one man told me, he said, well, you can't come here and preach because you don't like the way we do it. I said, well, all I'm going to do is preach. Y'all sing and I'm going to preach. The Bible says in Matthew 25, verse number 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. The Bible says, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Yes. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Little boy the other day brought his report card home and showed it to mommy and daddy. And after they looked at it, they did not like it very much. And so they said to the little boy, they said, if you ever in your lifetime bring home a report card like this, somebody is going to be in big trouble. So the little boy went to school the next day and he told his teacher, he said, I just want you to know one thing. My mom and daddy said, if I ever bring a report card home like the one you sent the other day, somebody was going to be in big trouble. You know, when you read the Bible, you can get God's word or you can miss God's word. And he totally missed what his daddy was trying to get across to him. Now, in the judgment scene, we can miss it. But if we miss it, it's not going to be good for us in the end. So we need to get it. And members of the Church of Christ, sometimes they miss it. And sometimes I think we miss it intentionally. But we need to get the point that Jesus wants us to get. If the thesis this morning is, are you ready to meet God? You may not be religious. And some people think that it's a good thing that they don't get all involved in the will of Christ, because they say, well, there's a lot of hypocrites in the church. And when I do it, I want to do it right. When you do it, you're going to be just like everybody else. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to do some things right. And you're going to surprise yourself. And so more important than all of that, you're going to need Jesus to support you in what you are doing. And people say sometimes, they say, well, you know, I would be a member of the church, but there are too many hypocrites in the church. But the other day I went to Kroger's looking for some meat, and it was some hypocrites in there, but I wasn't worried about the hypocrites. All I wanted was the oxtails that I was in there to get. The hypocrites are going to be there. The hypocrites walk with Jesus. The hypocrites pointed to the things that were inconsistent in the Bible, in Christianity, because they saw incompleteness in the people of God. The other day I went to the bank and I wasn't worried about the hypocrites. All I wanted was the loan. There were some hypocrites in there. Sometimes the loan manager might be a hypocrite, but you don't worry about that. All you want is that man's money. Talk to me. Yeah, you want the money. And so you're going to always find inconsistencies as you go along your way. But one thing I can tell you this morning, Jesus is for real. God is for real, and the Holy Spirit is certainly for real. But the judgment scene, the Bible says in Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and the Bible says, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, it's not if he is coming, because he's coming. Christ said, I will come again. So as he disappeared out of their sight, he told them that he was coming again. Our problem is we don't know when he's coming. And if we knew when he was coming, we would do just what we're doing now, but we would have knowledge that he's coming. But whatever you are doing that's not right, if you don't quit it, he may come and catch you with your work undone. And so he's coming. The Bible says he's coming in his glory. And not only is he coming, but he is not coming alone. You know, you got some bad people in the world. And so Jesus is bringing something, he's not coming alone. The Bible says the holy angels are coming with him. And the holy angels can take care of anybody who doesn't want to do what's right. People say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You're not going to do anything that God doesn't want you to do. The holy angels will take care of you. And the Bible says, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. In his glory here means in all the majesty of his nature as the Son of God. In his glory means in his own proper honor, with his glorified body, and as the head and king of the universe. They say, well, the Pope is the head of the church, not the church of Christ. He is not. Because Christ is the head of his church. And he is coming back one day in all of his glory. When he is coming back, he has not told us because he knew we wouldn't do right. And so when we live beneath our perfect standard given to us by God, we are taking a chance on the Lord coming back and catching us in a sad condition. And so we don't want to do that. So we should live our lives for him and recognize that he said he was coming back. And then when you look at the throne of his glory, that simply means that he has a glorious throne. And so the Bible says, can I tell you what the Bible says? Yes, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3, well, I was going to tell you anyway, verses 10 through 12, the Bible says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now, if you knew that some thief was at your house right now with his truck backed up, pulling out your big screen TV, some of y'all would say goodbye to the Lord's service, goodbye to the sermon, goodbye to fellow Christians, because you're going to protect those things that you know belong to you. When Jesus comes, he's not knocking on the door and announce that he's coming. He is not going to tweak you or send you a text message. He's not going to call you and say, I'll be there at a certain time. He has already apprised us of the fact that he's coming back. He said, if I go, I will come again. So the Lord is coming back. We just don't know when. And so not knowing when he's coming back means that we are to prepare our lives for him and live a Christian life. And so it says, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The Bible says, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. People say, well, we're going to live on this earth forever. No, you are not. You're not going to live on this earth, for the Bible says it's going to be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? The Bible says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire, the Bible says, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Listen, don't get it twisted.
The world is wicked. The world has always been wicked. The world will continue to be wicked. But you as a child of God, you are in the world to be a light for those who are in darkness. How are you going to be a light when you out there doing what everybody else is doing? I can't hear you this morning. Can I preach up in here? Can I preach like I want to preach? Because some of y'all are looking real funny at me. But since it's not, you know, this is not my home. I'm just passing through. I can preach it like I want to preach it. You got any problem, you talk to Brother Branch and the elders. And then the Bible says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And the Bible says, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. You're going before the master one day. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how rich you are. You're going before the master one day. And the Bible says, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things, the Bible says, which were written in the books according to their works. According to their works. People walking around here talking about homosexual got rights. What rights they got? They got a right to go back in their closet from whence they came. Can I preach? See, we don't want to fear nobody today. But when you read the Bible is right. I say they need to go back in the closet from whence they came out. And I ain't mad with nobody. I love everybody, but I have to preach this Bible just like it is. Two men, two women loving on each other. That is not natural. Preach, Brother Johnson, preach. I said it wasn't natural. God didn't make another man for Adam. He made a beautiful Coca-Cola shaped woman. Y'all looking funny at me. And Adam grabbed her. And she grabbed him. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And the Bible says, and they would judge every man according to their works. Baby, you going to help me with my time this morning? Okay. She'll give me the signal when it's time to quit. She don't like for y'all to be talking about how long her husband preached. You got to preach all day to get it done. I already talked to the preacher. I said, how long should I preach? He said, well, I'm not really into all of that. He said, but I usually preach. So you have to listen at that. I usually preach. We usually get out. This time. Do what the preacher do. Isn't that right? And then the Bible says that death and hell. People say, well, there ain't no hell. Who told you that? People can live any way they want to live, but that will not cancel out the word of God. You cannot circumvent God's law. You can't get around the word of God. You young people, you better listen to the word of God. Walk around here with your pants down to your knees. Pull your pants up. We don't want to see your dirty underwear. And then some of y'all be talking about, well, times are just different now. Well, God, time ain't different. God got a law. That law has not changed. And you as a parent, if you don't instruct your children, God is going to hold you accountable. Amen. Can I preach up in here this morning? Because some of y'all looking like real funny like. The word thinks. That brother there said, I'm all right. Some of y'all get mad with me, but you know what? The word of God is true. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. That's where you don't want to be. The second death. The rich man says, I am tormented in these flames.
Folk be talking about where we're going to have a party down there. We're going to be down there with Snoop Dogg and Dogg. We're going to be getting on. You ain't going to be getting on down there. It ain't going to be that kind of party. I hate to bust your bubble. People who go down there, they will not have a good time. The good time is going to be up in heaven where we'll be praising the Lord all day long, all night long. In fact, the Bible said that not even in the night there. Just one long, ceaseless day of praise. And some people in the church, they don't like to come to church. I love going to church. I love going to Bible class. I love the services of the Lord. And so should all of us. And then the Bible says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I stopped by to tell you this morning, you need to be in the book of life more than you need a job. You need to be in the book of life more than you need a car, more than you need a house, more than you need a wife, more than you need a husband, more than you need a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Some people talk about, well, I'm having trouble with my old woman. You ain't got no trouble yet. You mess around and miss heaven. That's when your trouble will begin. Preach, preacher. And then the Bible says in verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. How much time coming, baby? How much time I got? 10 minutes, thank you. She said, I got 10 minutes. And don't y'all say nothing. She said 10 minutes. That's the time keeper. She know what she's doing. If she off a little bit, that's fine with me. And the Bible says he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. See, in the olden days, the sheep and the goats, they used to run together. But the shepherd would do the dividing in the eastern countries. And so Jesus uses this illustration as a illustration pointing to the final judgment. That there's going to be a separation. Saddam Hussein, he going to be on one side. And the Christian going to be on the other side. Hitler is going to be on one side. And the Christian gonna be on the other side. And some of these mean people, they're so angry and mad with the president. They're so hateful toward the president. They can't stand the president. They call him Hitler, and they just say all kind of bad things about him. You better watch how you talk about the president now. He's not a perfect man. He's not even a preacher. Politically, the Bible says that we are to honor him. I don't know what your political persuasion is. I didn't ask you. But he's the president. I've lived through a lot of them. They said, well, President Obama lied. They all lie. Reagan lied. The saintly Reagan. Listen, all of them lie. They're human. They ain't going to tell you everything unless they just have to. I don't support his lies, but I support him as my president. Yeah, I supported Bush. Bush lied, talking about they got WMDs. He knew that with no WMDs over there. That man ain't had nothing that looked like a WMD. He just wanted to get over there and make some money. Well,
We have 43 white presidents. We have one black president, and America is about to go crazy. Can I preach up in here this morning? Some of you black people going out to my, I don't like him either. He ain't doing nothing for us. What you want him to do? He's educated. The smartest president we ever had. I don't agree with everything he says. I don't agree with him when it comes to marriage. He opened the door for same-sex marriage. I don't agree with that because that's not in the Bible. I didn't agree with Nixon either. Tricky Dick, that's what they called him. See, people forget. They forget about all the presidents we've had. It's Obama this, Obama this. Listen, Obama is going to serve out his term, go and write him some book and get richer. That beautiful black woman he got, he just like me. He got a beautiful black woman by his side. Look how I got her embellished. And the nerve one day talking about she going to leave. I said, leave where? Leave who? All them stakes I done put in you? I don't think so. Hey, Hamlin. Give me my rib eyes back. Listen. And the Bible said before Jesus, listen now, before Jesus, all nations are going to be there. And he's going to judge us. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, what? With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Some of us may be living when Jesus comes back. I don't know when he's coming. You better get your soul right with him. If you walk around on this earth mad with somebody, you better get that right. You know better, you're a Christian. Christian don't act like sinners. The Bible says in John 5, 28 and 29, marvel not at this. For the hour is coming in the which that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. He's coming back for the old and the young. Yeah. Other night in Columbus, Mississippi, we got message that a young senior, getting ready to graduate now, took a gun and shot another young man. He has to spend the rest of his life in prison for that. But when you know Christ, you don't do stuff like that. Jesus didn't shoot nobody. Look how they mistreated him. The Bible says vengeance is what? It's mine. But some of us don't live by that law though. We say, I'm going to get you if it's the last thing I do. Now you know that's not right. Heard a man crying the other day. He said his wife left him, and then he said he looked around and the old dog was gone too. You can't go shoot nobody. Listen, we all have a hard time sometimes. How much time I got, baby? She looking. How much time? 5 minutes. She said 5 minutes. Thank you. The Bible says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. The goats are the wicked. You don't want to be a goat. I said the goats are wicked. Then the Bible says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, verse 34, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? Why, Lord? He said, what did he say? He said, I was hungry and what? You gave me some meat. Some of us have gotten so hard-hearted, we don't even want to feed folk no more. When I was growing up in Adel, Georgia, mama used to feed the whole neighborhood. I used to ask her sometimes, because mama could make some good biscuits. And the people would come in and eat up all the business. I said, Mama, you going to give it all to them? What we going to have? People used to feed you. A Christian must be concerned about his fellow man. Am I right about it? Jesus said, give them food, give them drink, give them shelter. Clothe the naked, visit the sick, and comfort those in prison. When the last time you went to a jail cell? I'm not talking about when they were locking you up now. When did you go to visit somebody? That's what the church should be doing. And people sit around talking about, well, we ain't got nothing to do. Yes, you have. There's a lot that there is for us to do. We're not doing what Jesus said we need to do. We wear our beautiful clothes. We stay in our mansions. And we say, I got mine. What? You get yours. And people, we got all of this aid going to these other countries. And there are people right here in America that are starving to death. And we got some people that will fight against every job bill that the president introduces or that goes through Congress. They'll fight against it. But then they'll turn around and say, look how many people on food stamps. Look how many people on food stamps. Well, what you want the folk to do? If they don't have a job, you got to feed them. And if you don't feed them, they're going to start breaking in your house, jacking your car, and jacking you. I'm not against the poor. Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. Let the church say amen. Amen. Then the righteous are going to say, Lord, when did we do these things? What did Jesus say? He said, when you have done it to one another, then you have done it unto me. Now, he's given us what it is we need to know. And then the Bible says in verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Hell is no joke. You don't want to lose your life because hell is no joke. Listen, the Bible says prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was not prepared for God's people. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And may I remind you, friends, that Jesus came into this world and he died for every soul. If you are not saved, if you die apart from the salvation of God, you only have yourself to blame. Amen. And the Bible says, turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm wrapping it up now. I'm like that plane that's sailing over and then it calms down. It's just looking for a place to park. Now listen, 2 Thessalonians 1:8, in flame and fire, what? Taking vengeance on them that what? That know not God. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are some people that are close to the church. Some folk will come every Sunday to the church, but they won't get baptized. They'll come every Sunday. They'll come to the Bible classes. Some will put money in the collection plate. Some do better than some Christians do. Let the church say amen. Amen. But they won't get baptized. But you can't be saved until you get baptized. If you're not a Christian, you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. I heard about a man one time who went to prison back in the 1800s. And he was in prison, and the governor heard about this man. And he said, I'm going to issue a pardon to this man. I want him to be pardoned. And so he issued the pardon, and the man got the pardon, heard about the pardon. He said, I don't want the pardon. I'm going to stay here in prison. Jesus heard about you one day. He has issued a pardon for you.
and it's up to you to accept it. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to stand with Jesus at the judgment. I want to be on the side with the sheep and not with the goats. Because it's not going to be good for the goats. He said it was coming back. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself. Fellow Christians, if you have sinned against God, straighten out your difference with the Lord. Straighten out your difference with one another. I filled out an application the other day for a job somewhere down in Florida. And one of the questions that they asked, they said, the question said, how do you deal with conflicts between brethren? To me, that wasn't a hard question. Because the Bible says in Matthew 18, 15 through 18, it says, if a brother has a fault with another brother, that they should go to each other. But that's what many don't do. We'll tell everybody in the church about it before we tell the person that messed us up. Say amen when you can, because you know I'm telling the truth. And you ought not to do that. Go to the person and tell the person what they have done. That's how you settle conflicts in the church. Then if the person is mean and hard-headed, then the elders have to step in there and say, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. If you can't do it one-on-one, then the Bible said take one or two other with you so that every word would be ecstatic. And when you do it that way, you'll be doing it God's way. If you're not a Christian, through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, you need to get into the Lord's church, the church of Christ, the church that you can read about in the Bible, the only church that's in the Bible, and the only one that you can be a member of with God's approval. And if you have sinned against God, if you have done a public sin, I don't mean a private sin, because we all sin privately, but if you have publicly sinned, then you owe the church a public announcement of that sin. A private sin deserves a private confession. When husband and wife fall out, we don't know nothing about that. So don't come up here talking about what happened between your husband and wife. You should be man and woman enough to settle that by yourself. Say amen when you can. I know y'all want me to quit. I'm finna quit. So if you need him in any way, come while we stand and sing the song of invitation. Will you come to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you come this morning?
Hear my humble cry. Lord of earth, thou art calling. You knock at me. We'll call and say, oh, Savior, oh, hear my humble cry.
Will you come?
Walk on earth, thou art calling.
Come to the Lord.
Do not have